T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
People line the streets of Hazelcrest this afternoon for the somber return of an Army specialist killed in a terror attack in Kenya. The story from WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
The streets of Hazelcrest stood still as the body of Army Specialist Henry Mayfield Jr. returned home. Dozens of police cars escorted Mayfield's casket from O'Hare Airport to his hometown, stopping by his alma mater, Hillcrest High School.
Our principal, she told us over the intercom what happened, and we had a moment of silence, and usually a lot of kids don't get up and say the pledge, but that day everyone got up in the class and said the pledge.
Students and staff lined the streets this afternoon to pay their respect. Mayfield's former fine arts teacher, Miss Adebesin Mason, says she remembers Henry fondly.
All I can remember right now was his laugh. He always used to crack jokes in class, and you know, he was just a pleasure to have in my room for the time that I did have him.
The 23-year-old was one of three people killed when a military base in Kenya was attacked. A visitation will be held on Saturday morning at House of Hope Church. In Hazelcrest, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say two gunmen walked up to five workers with the city's transportation department and robbed them. It happened after 8 o'clock this morning at Ohio and Laverne, where the workers were setting up a construction zone. No one was injured. No arrests have been made.
Police in Crystal Lake say they've cleared up the confusion about a situation at a school bus stop that had some people concerned about an attempted abduction.
The girl ran away when she was approached by a man that Crystal Lake police have now identified as an Uber driver. She reported the incident to a trusted adult, which led police to investigate and later interview the man. He told police that he thought the young girl was a scheduled fare, and detectives have chosen to believe the man's story based on the information they collected. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot felt compelled to scold some aldermen today for the way they were dealing with an otherwise simple matter concerning the LGBTQ community.
The city council voted to order a study into whether LGBT-owned businesses suffered from discrimination in contracting or other matters. It's possible they might be considered disadvantaged businesses, but some black aldermen like Walter Burnett questioned whether that might allow some white-owned businesses to benefit from programs meant for minorities.
And I'm concerned that folks would try to manipulate this, and it would hinder us. It hinder other folks who's trying to get up.
After more comments, Mayor Lightfoot said she was offended by the questions and the tone.
My friends, the pie is big enough to slice it in lots of other ways. What we are asking for is data, a study, to determine where we are.
Only one alderman, David Moore, voted against the study. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A woman's dead after someone walked up to her car early this morning and opened fire in Chicago's Gresham neighborhood. It happened around 12:30. The 20-year-old woman was found in the driver's seat of a black sedan parked at 83rd and Loomis after officers responded to an alert from a shot spotter sensor. No one's in custody.
2019 could be called the year of the pop-up as more and more Chicago bars and restaurants temporarily transforms their spaces to attract more patrons. Lakeview East renamed itself Wrigleyville Wonderland as many of its businesses partner to give customers a new experience during the holidays. Executive director of the Lakeview East Chamber, Maureen Martino, says the neighborhood around the ballpark is usually a ghost town this time of year. She says repurposing it as a destination concept really paid off.
People came from all over, not only locally, but you know, if they were visiting, to come down to an area which really isn't that frequent much. Certainly not in December and January.
Martino estimates 250,000 more people visited Wrigleyville's pop-ups during the holiday season.
We'll check the AccuWeather 5-day forecast and find out which former Bears are heading to Canton to the Hall of Fame.
Several Chicago aldermen are sponsoring an ordinance designed to severely reduce the amount of disposable plastics going to local landfills and getting into the waterways.
The ordinance would ban polystyrene food containers and plates from being used at all. In 2021, any single-use serviceware like spoons and forks would have to be recyclable or compostable, but Jen Walling, director of the Illinois Environmental Council, says plastic straws would not be banned since some people with disabilities need them.
In fact, within the language, working with Access touchless living, we preserve the ability of anybody to get a plastic straw if they ask for a plastic straw.
But Tanya Trish Dawood, general counsel for the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says the law would be costly and not help the environment that much.
If you're using waxy paper or a cup that's coated in plastic or any other material that's or compostable material, all of that's going in the landfill. All of it.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.